This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump, hospitalized with the coronavirus, has taken a surprise motorcade ride near Walter Reed National Military Medical Center earlier this evening as what he called a little surprise for his well-wishers conducting an impromptu vigil outside the hospital. Video of the event recorded at least one person screaming, "We love you," at the president, who waved from the passenger window of a black SUV while wearing a mask. Meanwhile, the campaign of Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has said he has once again tested negative for coronavirus after participating unmasked with the president in a televised debate on Tuesday. Several of the people attending the debate in support of President Trump have now tested positive for coronavirus. President Trump entered the hospital on Friday. On Sunday, he tweeted that he's getting great reports from his doctors. First Lady Melania Trump, who also has COVID-19, is recovering at the White House. Sunday marked 30 days before the November 3rd presidential election. Mr. Trump's opponent, Biden, said Friday he was sending prayers for the health and safety of the First Lady and the President of the United States. The coronavirus has killed nearly 210,000 people in the United States and infected about 7.4 million across the country. That's according to Johns Hopkins University data. Meanwhile, the White House is tracing a flurry of new infections among close Trump aides and allies. Attention is focused in particular on a September 26th White House event introducing Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett. There's a court vacancy following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. At this event, more than 150 people gathered in the White House Rose Garden, mingling, hugging, and shaking hands.